During the last year of the reign of King Uzziah over Judah, 758 years before the birth of Jesus, Isaiah saw a vision of the throne room of heaven. The mighty seraphim, the highest of the angelic order, hovered around the throne of the Lord, singing his praises. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. The thrice holy, once for each person of the Trinity, is the song of heaven. This is a hymn the church sings as we are invited to the Lord's altar to receive from him the very body and blood of Jesus in, with, and under the bread and wine of the Lord's Supper. Our celebration is a mere echo and foreshadowing of the full glory of God, yet we are truly in his presence at his invitation. Do we approach the very throne of God, his holy altar, with complacency and a lack of reverence? Absolutely not. If the angels hide their faces from God as they sing his praises, we also come into his presence with awe and reverence. As Isaiah is about to learn, the God worshipped by the angel hosts is a God who forgives our sins because of his great love. Is there any greater reason to kneel before him in humility, reverence, and awe? May our Lord grant that we also join with the angels in praising him for his rich love, the glory of the God who redeems us from sin and death. Amen.